Tom what?
Can worms.
And bring up a can of worms. Every Tuesday night. Only on Saturday. Good.
Let's go! That were David Bowie with Ziggy Stardust. I've got a feeling we're going to be seeing a little bit more of that guy in the future. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio here with you till 2 a.m. tonight. I'm joined tonight not by regular co-host Chris Bird, but by a little alabaster chap who likes to go by the name of Nicholas Stiliani. How are you, mate? You all right?
Alabaster? I am no alabaster.
You're all smooth and creamy white.
I'm smooth and tanned like the Mediterranean Lothario I am.
Before we go to the next track, there's one little thing I want to clear up, is that you have been missing in my life for quite a while, in a similar manner as Amelia Earhart disappeared from the hearts of the American public many years ago.
Yeah, I haven't been around, and I've missed you dearly, Thomas. I haven't missed the strange funk that descends on the studio through my nasal passages when I walk in,
though. It is strange, isn't it? I think that's going to be a combination of the fact that I haven't got shoes on now.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Although, one of the first things I asked you was, are you done with your exams, mate? The reply was, yes. I should have known that from the smell of him festering in his own filth. That's what you've done for the past 2 weeks, ain't ya? Sorry, my Scottish uncle came in there. What he meant to say was, so that's what you've been doing for the past 2 weeks, isn't it, Tom?
There is nothing wrong with festering in one's own filth. I'm like a good wine. I get better with age, and the more I'm left there, I get better with time. We're a little chat with Michael Jackson. We're currently being invaded
it's not worth it. Just let the mosquito have the radio station.
Is it a mosquito or some kind of dragonfly? Regardless of that, you're listening...
Oh, it's burned itself. It's okay, we're back in the game.
You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio, the home of suicidal insects, apparently. Nick Stiliano is my co-host tonight. Nick, are you enjoying yourself thus far?
I've had the best time, and it can only get better.
I'm sure it can.
As D-Ream once alluded to.
Who?
D-colon-ream.
Dream.
Well, that's not how...
Sir Brian Cox.
Lord Sir Brian... You know, like, there's a special list of which order stuff's good. Like, what is it? Robert Winston is Professor Lord. Professor the Lord, I think. Right. And I know someone who's the Lord Paul. He's not Lord Paul, he's the Lord Paul.
Right, on the subject of people with unnecessary and spurious titles in front of their name, let's come to Nick Stiliano, Director in General and Lieutenant Brigadier Sergeant of Rhubarb TV or whatever it is.
Member of the Chartered Institute of Journalists. I could put MCI small o J after my name.
That your name's like a game of Scrabble in itself. It's countdown. Great.
And now they count names, so if I get all consonants, it's a Greek man's delight. Don't say the T word. It's not that kind of delight.
Yeah, your surname, Wise Galore, left, right and centre.
It practically means Smith in Cypriot.
Nick Smith, bit boring.
Yeah, like
Stiliani.
Jones. Yeah, it's, I don't know what it means. I've got some hilarious family anecdotes, but they're all the same. Just watch my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
That was based on your life and story. I'm aware.
A check from that, though.
Yeah, I don't think you will, mate. I think they sent it over to you in kofkas and kaftans, and that was about
That's
it.
That's what that was about.
Another sort of racist gift. Stereotypical cliche racist gift. No. Greece is in a terrible financial situation. We don't trust you by paying you. You can have this goat. You can get milk. You can milk its teats in the morning. You can stroke it. You can ride it. You can paint it like black and white and say it's a zebra to tourists, and you're away. You could... bring back stable economy with that sort of system in place.
You're practically our chancellor.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
I don't know, because Cyprus isn't really part of Greece. Not really part of anywhere. Since the Turks invaded.
Well, don't bring up that.
It's my heritage. My country's at war, practically.
Yeah, well, why? They do really good yoghurt.
Who is small... H Hannah, and then capital for your surname.
Maybe her name's actually Taylor Hannah. That's just missing a Connor,
isn't
a Connor?
A Connor.
It's a middle name from a play. I meant comma.
Okay, KTJ.
I've started assigning personalities to punctuation now. This is Connor the comma. Nice to meet you. He slumps in the middle of the road, drunken and haggard in between two words. He's fallen over. He's looking up at the sky, thinking of dreams.
I heard Tom Watts' dad actually invented paperclip on Office.
That guy. I hate that guy. I would go out of my way to... I would go into the Matrix to murder him.
Oh, what about the puppy? I like the puppy. And the robot. The robot was next level.
I remember I did have a favourite one. I can't really remember who it was, though.
It's got to be the puppy.
Maybe. I thought it was a bit too cute, though. Why? I don't want a dog giving me advice on how to use a computer. That's another thing. Dogs shouldn't be giving me advice on how to use Microsoft Word. And dogs with jobs, such as sniffer dogs. I ain't got a job, and yet that dog's got one.
It doesn't get paid like a living wage.
It gets pedigree chum, which is the dog equivalent of getting gold bars.
And snorts a lot of coke, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, all those dogs must go to rehab. That's mental.
Yeah, they go to the big rehab place in the sky, Tom. I don't know whether
they literally.
I
heard Pete Doherty's opened up a brand new academy for police dogs. They just go there, just get off their tits for a couple of weeks, and then they just roam around desperate for their next fix in the airport, and just that's how they get them in the end. That was Undertow by Warpaint. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Nick Stiliano is here running the desk. How are you, Nick?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks, mate. My corpse-like feet are stinking the room out, but apart from that, it's all good. Here is one thing that happened today, Nick. I was at work and got attacked by dim sum.
How did that happen,
Thomas? Do you know what dim sum is?
I love dim sum, but right. Apparently you're not supposed to eat it after 12:30, so maybe...
What?
Yeah, apparently...
What, is that some kind of rule or law?
No, it's not like some sort of magpie superstitious thing, although shout out to my ever superstitious mum, who is now on Twitter.
Your mum's making up spurious rules like that. Well, no dim sum after 12:30, no breakfast before 10.
I'm not before 10.
You can only drink tea every even hour. Where are these ludicrous rules coming from?
It's not
Nick?
Her rule. No, no.
Dinner time at a Stiliano. It's like a board game, isn't
Nothing
it?
Nothing to do with my mum, right?
Free parking, you get all the toast. Ridiculous character.
No, apparently dim sum in China.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, China. Yeah, it's like a breakfast thing. It's like right. A breakfast. Like, you know how they say...
It's just a collection of stuff,
all day
it?
Breakfast, except breakfast ends at 12:30. Yeah. Dim sum's like that.
Oh, fair
dim
enough.
Dim sum is the Egg McMuffin of China. It's fair only enough, available that... until 12:30.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, for those of you who aren't aware, dim sum is like these little Chinese sort of parcels. Like spring rolls, it's just like a collection of sort of spring rolls and like spicy
sort of
little things in packages. Yeah.
Like
I was cooking this in a deep fat fryer and brought it up. Went to probe it. For to see the temperature, to make sure it was edible, because I didn't want to kill anybody. And for some reason, the dim sum has, rather than be acting like a Chinese meal or food stuff, it's acting like a Chinese firework. I've probed it, it's exploded all over me. I've got huge blisters all over my hands, spitting at me like some kind of wild dragon or snake. Going, I was like, I haven't deserved that in the slightest. I've shown you nothing but love, and here you are coming back at me, attacking me.
I quite like dim sum, so the most important fact to take away from that story from me was that the hub actually occasionally does dim sum. Can I get some for free?
What? No. Here is something else that happened today. I watched a film called Trash Humpers, and when I say I watched a film called Trash Humpers, what I really mean is I watched half a film called Trash Humpers, and I couldn't watch the other half because it was too disturbing.
Is it the... straight to DVD version of Grime Busters?
No, Trash Humpers is a critically acclaimed indie film from some director in America whose name I've got on the tip of my tongue but can't quite remember.
Michael Moore.
No, I'm just going to call him
Steven Spielberg.
I'm going to call him Holly Krynos, and that is his name. It's something like that. It's along those sort of things. But Trash Humpers is this insane sort of pseudo documentary filmed on like a VHS, and it's based around this imaginary old people cult. It's that I'm not sure if they were real old people or they were young people with horrific masks on, because the people look like weird combinations of Roald Dahl's witches. Yeah, you know, you've seen Roald Dahl's witches. Yeah, you've seen the film, like
yeah,
when they
yeah,
take off their wigs
the station the other day.
When they take off their wigs and stuff, it was like a mix between that and the Skeksis from Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal.
Rest in peace, Jim.
But yeah, it was horrific, and the basic premise is that they're this weird sort of cult that go around dry humping garbage, like just piles of garbage and bins and stuff. And at one point, one of the people in the supposed cult performed fellatio on the leaves of a tree, which I didn't really understand because I thought that is not going to achieve anything.
What did they get, like a mouthful of acorns?
No, he got a mouthful of leaves, and then he started cupping where the scrotum would be, and he started cupping the leaves there. I was like, this is very strange. I'm sure the tree is not appreciating this. But yeah, that's what I've been doing today.
You haven't slept. What else have you been doing?
Just sitting around, really. Just discussing stuff and watching Trash Humpers.
I saw Salt the other day.
How was that?
I waited ages to see it.
Isn't that one with Angelina Jolie?
Yeah. And what
is that film about? Because it hasn't got a very exciting title. What's the sequel? Pepper. Angelina Jolie sits around for 2 hours putting salt on various meals.
It's actually even worse than that. It's You're Not a Russian Spy. Yeah, you are. No, you're not. Yeah, you are. But you were all right all along. That's the entire film. And to be honest, I can't think of a single Angelina Jolie film that's been any good.
Where does the
title... I haven't seen them all.
So where does the title salt come from? Is it some kind of metaphor for if you put salt in water, it disappears, it dissolves, but it's still there, like a spy? Amalgamated into the whole, disappears, he's infiltrated it, yeah, he's still there.
You've nearly got it there, actually. Yeah.
Is that the actual metaphor?
Nearly. Yeah. Ooh, her name's Evelyn Salt.
Right, is there a pun on Evelyn? I'm not sure. No?
No, that's it.
Evelyn, so when you said I almost had it, your response, I thought you were going to extrapolate on that. You just went, yeah, you've almost got it. Her name was Evelyn Salt.
Well, I didn't
after
wanna,
I got on a huge discourse.
I didn't want to let you down, so.
Also, Evelyn, you say? Blimey, I think we're onto something here. Shorten Evelyn to Eve. Eve? Adam and Eve tempted by a snake. Bloody hell, I think we're onto something here, Nick. That whole film, Salt, is a metaphor, allegory for the Garden of Eden.
Which, as we know, is much like the Cold War.
Which is also like Rocky IV. So, it's basically Rocky IV's been rebooted with Angelina Jolie in the role of Ivan Drago. Thank you for your cultural analysis.
Available
Nick
now on
Ciliardo.
DVD.
Me and You with Nero, aka me and you, Nick Stiliano. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio.
Hello.
Here with you till 2 a.m. tonight. It's currently 00:43.
Oh, I've got another how long of this?
That is Nick Stiliano running the desk tonight.
I've had to sit down.
Yeah, he's tired himself out. Are you enjoying running the desk? The strenuousness of pressing two buttons?
Yeah, it's, it's changed a lot since I was... No, it's exactly the same.
Sure. Nick Stiliano, let us hear the cheer for Drop the Button.
Woo. Oh, I do the Drop the Button thing now?
Yes.
Oh, Drop the Button!
Do 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 do. It's Jonathan Creek solving mysteries with Maddie, sometimes with other women, and that in the latest series. Unsolvable crimes and mysterious deaths are all part of the show that makes it the best. Caroline Quentin got bored of the show, so she left and Julius Wahala came in. Jonathan Creek, everyone! Woo!
Oh, it's like they were right here.
If there's any producers listening and you want to take that as an a cappella sample and just put that over a dance beat, you knock yourself right out, because not only you can have the rights to that,
Errol, you know, just holler
scream,
back at
all
me,
that and that. Yeah, Jonathan Creek's brilliant though. I'm a fan. Are you a fan?
No, I hate Jonathan Creek.
Why do you hate Jonathan Creek?
Isn't that the one with Alan Davies?
Is it because Alan Davies bit a tramp's ear off? Ugh.
Did he?
Yeah, got a fight with a tramp and bit his ear off.
I might actually watch it now. No, it's rubbish. And they cancelled that, and they cancelled White that he was in as well.
Time for Chris Bird's Blackpool News
and Thomas' Weird World Views.
Hooray!
Cool!
That was Amnesia by Skepta. Before that, you had some other tunes which you obviously enjoyed. It was Yuck Holing Out and Shot Yourself in the Foot Again, Screaming Example. You're listening to Tom Watts, and I'm on Insanity Radio till 2 a.m. tonight, or this morning. It depends on which way you want to look at it. It's dark outside, so whatever, really. You're probably in bed anyway. Nick Stiliano is here, co-hosting wonderfully and doing the desk. You enjoying yourself?
I'm not Chris, whatever his name was. Bird?
You're not Chris Bird, I said Nick Stiliano, aren't
I? Yeah, I know, but the jingle did.
Yeah, so yeah, no, that is the default jingle for the news. It is time
I'm not from Blackpool.
It is time for Nick Stiliano's Godalming News and Tom Watts' Weird World Views. Nick, what have you got in terms of local odd news for me from your home this week?
Well, in Godalming, we have our own little lottery called Golo. Which is the
Why not just call
lottery.
It the Goldaming Lottery, as in you can win gold?
Gold, that's quite clever actually. But I mean, we're called Godalming.
Sure, pot of gold, Godalming at the end of the rainbow.
Anyway, so this is a story about Ivy Fuller from Godalming.
Oh, okay.
Who's 77?
Yeah.
Who spends most mornings at the Denningberg Day Centre in Godalming? She She won the top prize.
Interesting. And how much is this top prize?
£500.
Nice.
But she didn't know it, so she threw away her ticket.
You stupid woman.
So, wait.
Think of what would happen if other people had done that in history. Albert Einstein got bored and threw away something. Isaac Newton got bored and just threw away that apple. God, blimey.
It's okay, though. It's okay. Because she enlisted a group of helpers after seeing the poster.
So, what you're saying is that this has literally become a real-life version of Trash Hampers.
Not people quite.
Humping their way through trash to try and find some kind of lottery ticket.
They did spend one morning last week rifling through the Denningburg Day Centre's wheelie bins.
Oh, disgusted.
And
like raccoons. Pesky little raccoons.
And apparently the Golo Committee agreed to wait 3 months just in case anyone else went forward.
Anybody could do that and just go, yeah, what it is I've won the lottery, but I've thrown away my ticket, so if you don't mind holding on for a couple of minutes, I'm just going to go rooting around the garbage, aka sticking a dumpster. I'll just fiddling around, whatever, become feral, just rummage around people's rubbish until I find a ticket that is probably a winner's ticket.
But much like the assassination of Osama bin Laden, the story of this keeps getting a bit murky. Because then she says that she mistook last month's results for this month's results, and that's why she tore up her ticket.
Interesting.
Right?
We've got ourselves a story. Jonathan Creek needs to sell this.
Right, and she was then finally presented with her 500 quid last week by members of the Golo team over a cup of tea.
Can we be sure that this was not, in fact, a payoff rather than... Just to keep her quiet, rather than an actual lottery win?
Well, because the Golo's actually, this lady...
Golo Lottery is actually a front for the New World Order. David Icke was right. Everyone's a lizard. The Queen's a lizard. Prince Charles is a lizard. The Pope's a lizard. He had it all right. We should have believed. It was such an obvious front. The Godalming Library.
Old Lady Ivy is actually a member of the Illuminati, allegedly.
Yeah,
this was all to keep her quiet.
Very Dan Brown-esque.
There's a novel in this.
Sure.
I've actually already sold the film rights.
Written a soundtrack as well.
There's 12 sequels. It's the new multimedia award-winning franchise.
Interesting.
In 3D. 3D CGI.
All your Smell-o-vision. All your favourites. All right, then. That was Nick's Godalming News. Hooray, that was nice. Here.
Woo! I love you, Nick. You're my favourite. Woo!
What a very... very strange nepotism going on here, and in fact he's favouring himself. Here is my weird world view this week. It's called Crazy Capers, which is a title I coined for earlier, and it is a pun on what happens in the article. Florida officials are investigating an unemployment agency that spent public money to give 6,000 superhero capes to the jobless. Workforce Central Florida spent more than $14,000 on the red capes as part of its Cape Ability Challenge public relations campaign. The campaign featured a cartoon character, Dr. Evil. Unemployment. See what they've done there? That is very close to copyright infringement, but they've added an extra word in there. Who needs to be Dr. Evil Unemployment, who needs to be vanquished. Florida's unemployment agency director asked
His name's Ass Monday.
Apparently so. Ass Monday for an investigation into regional operations spending after the Orlando Sentinel published a story about the program. State Director Cynthia Lorenzo said spending appeared to be insensitive and wasteful. However, the Director of Workforce Central Florida defended the program, saying it's part of a greater effort to connect with the community. The agency says it served 210,000 people during its last fiscal year, placing nearly 59,000 in jobs. So the figures really are... giving capes to 6,000 out of 210,000 people, and they only got 60,000 people jobs.
That is ridiculous. Oh, what, do the people that get the capes get to like adopt a superhero name?
I don't know, because it seems like a pretty stupid way of fighting unemployment. Going, right, you can't get a job. What about you? I'll give you this cape, and you go and fight crime on the street.
Can you imagine turning up to the job centre and them going, "So, what sort of transferable skills do you have? Time travel, X-ray vision.
When I get angry, I swell up and become green. When I'm not, when no one looks at me, I can become invisible."
Okay, we've got a job for you in Market Harbour.
This is going to have a domino effect in that when these jobless people start roaming the streets as superheroes, the real superheroes are going to go on strike. The unions are going to go scatty. Superman's
no, what's
going to
happen?
This.
What's going to happen? Just like Magneto and X-Men, they're all going to group together and go rogue,
it's
and they
madness.
Will eventually be the Super League of villains.
It's madness. We're creating more problems for ourselves by handing out these capes, ridiculous capes, to the homeless and the jobless. What do you want, a cape? Well, Tony, we can't get you a job. However, we can give you this satin cape.
I bet he's really chuffed because that will double up as a blanket for his new home.
Correct. Yeah, you can
underneath
sleep
the bridge.
That.
Okay, Tom. So you know, just before we plunge back into the music.
Sure.
You know, I'm a journalist.
You are a journalist.
I got another story for you.
Okay, drop it on my head.
In Cambridge, Cambridge colleges are thinking about employing student helpers, student carers, they're actually called,
okay,
who'll be paid up to £100 a night for escorting their drunk friends home and making sure they don't throw up in...
I remember seeing this earlier, actually.
College,
yeah,
that's, and things like that.
That's insane.
Can you imagine that? Like, if Founder Security were to pay you £100 to make sure your friend doesn't chuck up in Butler or something.
What we'll do is, I'll say I'm looking after you, get the money, and then we'll both get absolutely wrecked. That's a terrible 50
idea. 50 quid each way.
Thanks very much. Quite a night, I think. Yeah, terrible idea.
Or 100 quid tonight, and then tomorrow I'll do it for you, 100 quid. Bam.
Thanks very much. We'll be laughing. Planetary Go by My Chemical Romance. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Here with you till 2 a.m. this morning, another 45 minutes ago. Nick Stigliano joins me in the studio tonight as co-host. He's
Hello.
Loving life.
Hello.
You good, mate? You enjoying life still?
Yeah, you know, at the start of the show I said it was Bowie, not Bowie, and I'm going to say it's romance, not romance.
My Chemical Romance.
Oh, it stings of West Country.
The way you say it, it sounds like My Chemical Romans. As if there's some kind of fusion between Ninja Turtles and actual Centurions, which is a very strange mix.
I'll accept that comment, to be honest. I hold my hands up. My
okay.
Chemical Romance.
Coming up next is an item I like to call New Band of the Week, where we play a brand new song by a brand new artist.
Yep.
But before that, I tell a story about how I met this artist.
Oh, yeah.
In absurd circumstances, and then you point out the flaws and try and undermine it, basically.
So this is like Would I Lie to You?
I don't know.
Perhaps. Have you ever seen that?
Maybe, perhaps.
It's got Rob... No. Forget it.
He's just slumped away now, faded. Skipping past that, this is our new item of New Band of the Week. This is how I met this band, I think. I was in Camden, and someone, for some reason, had built a small beach of sand and pebbles by the side of the road. I was like, that is interesting. Why is that there? So I went over and inspected the sand, and turned out it wasn't sand. It was ash. Well, I thought it was ash, but it was actually pepper. Someone had scattered pepper all over the sidewalk, like some kind of Greek beach.
So you thought it was sand?
But a closer inspection, I thought it was ash. I was like, this is very strange. It's suddenly Pompeii has transferred itself to Camden. But then I looked at it and I sneezed and I was like, oh, it's just pepper. And it was all, because it was quite dark and shiny and all glazzy, like sort of, you know those Greek beaches that are dark? You can get those dark sort of black sand beaches in Greece.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was like that. And there were several large fat people just lying there, just sunbathing. I was like, this is interesting.
Sunbathing on the pepper.
I had mass surgery.
Are you sure they weren't sort of seasoning themselves?
Interesting. Maybe, yeah, for a giant or something. So they were doing that. And so I went into the shop and I was like... Just a shop. And I went, I see you've got a beach gun out there. What are the chances of doing some surfing? He's like, funny you should mention that. I've just got a few surfboards in. So I thought, like, all right, I'll take one of those. So I did. But there were no waves. So the only way that I could... think of to get waves was to line up, ask the fat people to all line up together.
This is not going to go well, I fear.
And I pushed their bums and they kept wobbling together like some kind of big jelly sine wave. It's got some nice big waves going, waves of flab. And I just jumped on there with my surfboard and just went butthole surfing. Which brings me, in a roundabout way, to...
Where are the band?
The brand new song of this week.
Where were the... You didn't meet the band at all.
The
you...
fat people were the band!
Oh, yeah, I didn't mention that.
Gastric band is what I meant. Which brings
band
me to...
Band from radio, that's what you need to do.
Which brings us to the new band of the week. This is a brand new band that's discovered, comprised solely of fat people rolling around in pepper. This is Pepper by Butthole Surfers, isn't it, Nick?
Yep.
That story, wasn't it? So plausible, yeah.
So plausible, I cut you off.
This is Pepper by Butthole Surfers on the Tom Watts Show on Insanity.
They don't remember meeting you at all.
That were Pepper by the Butthole Surfers. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Nick Stiliano, a.k.a. the bastard child of Tintin and Block Party, is here presenting alongside me. How are you, Nick?
I'm all right, Tom. How are you?
I am good, thank you. We're going to move on to the top four shortly, but before we do, we're going to discuss this article that I found, which implies that Samoans can time travel.
What?
Well, it says, for more than a century, it has enjoyed the reputation as the last place on Earth to see the sunset.
Hold on a minute. But instantly, I'm going to pull that apart, mate. For more than a century, surely in time travel world, that's like a second.
Listen to the article and you'll understand where the time travel bit comes in.
Right, okay.
But on December 29th, Samoa will become a nation of time travellers by erasing a day from the country's calendar and catapulting itself 24 hours into the future, making it one of the first countries in the world to see the sunrise. The move comes 119 years after the island last shifted time zones, moving from west to east in 1892, in order to align with American traders. In 1892, Samoans celebrated July 4th twice. This time they'll lose a day, going from December 29th straight to the 31st. Obviously, tourist board is worried about this. But obviously, ever the philanthropist, the president of Samoa said he's got a brilliant idea in that tourists will be able to celebrate the same day twice by hopping between Samoa and American Samoa, which are an hour's flight apart. His exact words were, you could have two birthdays, two weddings and two wedding anniversaries on the same date on separate days without leaving the Samoan chain. Thank you very much.
Okay, right.
I know. I'm an intelligent
guy in that, but
it's nonsense, isn't it?
What are they switching time zones?
Yeah, pretty much just like that. Willy-nilly, they don't care.
Oh, this is like when the guy from Venezuela wants to bring the time zone forward by half an hour, right?
Yeah.
To get this right, the economy in Venezuela was so bad that he thought if he made the Venezuelan time zone half an hour earlier than everyone else, he could get to the trade ports half an hour earlier than his local rivals. And therefore trade and get all the stuff out before anyone else had the chance.
He clearly doesn't understand how time travel works. What you need to do is you need 3.1 gigawatts and a mad scientist and a DeLorean. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Here with you till 2 a.m. tonight. That is the first track of the top four. Track four, chosen by Nick Stiliano, co-host of the night, The Ballad of Mona Lisa by Panic at the Disco.
And we just formed a band.
Yeah, we were listening to that and like, let's just start a band. Nothing else to do, why not?
Yeah, we've done it. So,
quote Nick Stiliano, fast track to fame.
Yeah, done. I'm sure. Jacking in my masters, my career options. Tom's jacking in the doll queue.
my cape? I'm getting rid of my cape. I could be a superhero with a band. It's a tough choice. It's a tough life.
Being
a graduate, never
both. Look at Patrick Wolf.
Oh, Patrick, he's tried and failed miserably to amalgamate the two careers into one.
He threw up on himself at Leeds last year.
Oh, sorry, boy image. I don't want to see that. It takes all the decorum and beauty out of being a pop star. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, so we're going to be like upbeat Joy Division.
Would have thought so, yeah.
I know, that makes us the Wombats.
Oh, no. Wouldn't have thought we were the Wombats. Anyway, moving on from our hypothetical bands and such, this is a part of the show in between each song now. We have called Search of the Day, where I will read out...
Yeah, I came up with that, didn't I?
...various searches from Google, which I have found on various websites, and then Nick will try to answer these questions.
Shoot.
Okay. Who has the biggest penis in New York?
Lady Gaga.
Interesting answer. Do you have to take an oath to be a rapper?
Yes.
Well, of course you do. The Hip-Hopocratic Oath. I'm here all night.
And wow.
In a related query, someone has searched for, I got gold braces. Should I have chosen Clear instead? Which I think might be a rapper, a.k.a. Little John, who's finally got...
Little John!
Who's finally got tired of his diamond and gold teeth and gone, Maybe I should have just got the clear ones and just got nice teeth rather than these horrific fenders that's now in my mouth.
Or, as he probably put it,
what's in my face? What's in my mouth? I can't speak.
Yeah. Why would people be searching for Take an Oath to be a Rapper? Yes, well, what you have to do is you have to meet me at the top of this hillock at midnight on a full moon and then bathe in the blood of a virgin goat.
You get baptised by R. Kelly.
Oh. R. Kelly urinates on you and you become a rapper. Kanye West took it for a whole 3 minutes before he was like, hell no, I'm out of this, man.
I'm going to let you finish, R. Kelly, but...
I am too soaked in urine for it to already to work. I'm drenched and I stink. What? Have you been eating asparagus? Because this stinks. This is horrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Heads will dance, roll. Dance, you're dance, listening dance, to dance. Tom Watts on Insanity Radio.
And with you till 2 a.m. tonight. That goes out to Mr. Victor Nicolau Garcia, who's in work listening to us and enjoying it. I don't know why he's in work this early. Ridiculous state of affairs.
Number 30 is Victor.
Must be a Spanish thing. He's just come back from siesta and he's finally back in office. So we've cleared it all up. It's fine now. I'm here with Nick Stigliano here.
Hi.
We're having fun, aren't we, tonight?
So much.
Right then, moving...
We're basically planning out our lives.
Yeah, that was good.
Including some sexual experimentation.
Going back to what we do now, some more questions, and let's hear your answers.
Oh, okay, I'm ready. Hold on, let me get in the zone.
Take a breath. Okay.
Go.
How to kill the Flash according to the Bible. And by the Flash, I think he means super speeding Jay Garrick from the comic book.
Right, I'm pretty certain this is near the back. Near the back. It's in the back.
The Stan Lee edition.
Yeah, there's some reptiles, and then Mr. America
Kurt
comes
Connor,
down.
The lizard!
Right? Mr. America comes... Captain America comes down and rings Wonder Woman, who parts the seas.
Interesting.
And then, as we all know, Flash is allergic to holy water.
Interesting.
So Peter comes along, who, as we all know, later turns into Spider-Man.
Right.
Because we all know the Apostle Peter was, yeah, in fact, Spider-Man.
Okay, yeah.
And shoots holy water out of his wrists.
Interesting.
While Wonder Woman distracts him with her Sodom and Gomorrah, like, siren temptation.
A roaming answer. I was simply going to say that if...
You wanted the truth.
Okay,
so.
No, there we go. I was just going to say that if Indiana Jones and the Ark of the Covenant, or whatever it is, the first one is,
yeah,
the Ark of the Covenant has taught us anything, it's that if you open the Ark of the Covenant, your face gets ripped off and you die. And I think I would just trick the Flash and go, Flash, could you just get my shoes from that box over there? Yes, Tom, it's all right. You idiot Flash. And that's how we would do that. Here's another question.
Okay, I'll keep it concise.
Jobs for people who hate people.
Murderer.
That's exactly what I thought earlier. Murderer, rapist, molester, pretty much anything that offends society in general.
I mean, if you've got, like, really quite high expectations and you're quite dedicated, then serial killer.
Sure.
Or novelist.
Fame. Look at Fred and Fred West. He's
who?
Done all right for himself.
No, hold on. Who writes those?
At home with Fred West. I'm a murderer and he's the best.
No. Who's the woman that writes all those misery memoirs, like... Daddy Didn't Touch, or whatever it's called.
I don't know. But do you want to just introduce your song, Ron? We can ponder that.
This is Kanye West's seminal work detailing his 3 years spent at Ghetto University.
Sure, I wrote this. Kanye West, All of the Lights.
He got a BA in light arrangement. Light entertainment.
A song dedicated to IKEA by the great Kanye West. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Here for another 15 minutes. Nick Stigliano is here, co-hosting and running the desk. How's it going, Nicholas?
Hello, but I have to read a pre-prepared statement from the broadcasters here from the Tom Watts show. Dear Victor Nicolau Garcia, we apologise...
And the people of Spain.
...to you and the people of Spain and all of your family for any hurt or offence that was caused by
any
Thomas...
Any Hispanic countries.
...by Thomas Watts' joke... about siestas
and returning to work. No offence was meant to cause to you, your family, anyone associated with Victor, myself, Thomas Watts, and Tom Watts will now be stepping down indefinitely.
In response to this, I will be sending an apologising gift to everybody I know of Spanish origin, and that gift will be a piñata. Oh no, I've done it again!
Oh, Tom, you'll be suspended with full pay.
Yes, it's the Tom Watts Show. We're here with you for another 10 minutes and then we're away for another week. Nick, here are some more questions.
I can barely talk.
This is a double whammy question.
Okay, right. Let me get a pen. Right.
Here's the first part of the question.
Right.
Can you join the KKK if you're half black?
Right, next question.
I would say no to that. Let's just establish that as a one-word answer.
If you're half black.
No.
It depends which half. If the half is going to be covered up by the hat, then...
New. I would just put it as a new, because then there's this question. I'm going to show you how these two are linked in a second.
Tom Watts, Yahoo Answers power user.
Is it a daddy issue when my white daughter lusts for ignorant black men? Because what I think has happened here is that this question came first, the daddy issue. His daughter is resenting him, so he's going out with a black person to irritate him because she knows he is a member of the KKK. Therefore, he's trying to win his daughter back by initiating her black boyfriend into the KKK.
Now, you see...
In a terrible paradox, it is only going to cause misery and strife for all involved.
Now, you see, I know what's happened here. He is half black, right?
Oh, God.
And his daughter is like, I don't know, like a third black or a quarter black or something.
Right.
And he thinks it's a daddy issue because she fancies black men.
Right.
And he wants to join the KKK because he's not 100% black, he's half black, to get rid of her black boyfriend.
Right, okay.
I've said black a lot of times on radio. Is that all right?
Sure. Why not? We don't mean any harm by it. We're just discussing things in the context of a joke.
True.
Here is another question, and I actually got an answer for this one, which I found online. It was hilarious. The question is it possible for a dog and a cat to mate? To which someone has responded, certainly. How do you think Sarah Jessica Parker was born?
Hi-oh!
Zing. Yeah, that's good.
That's the official Tom Watts Show joke.
But
siren.
If they did breed and the dog was male, they would be called a dat. Because it takes the initials, doesn't it? Like a ligon, a lion.
No, I'm pretty certain it's cat dog, and I'm pretty certain that David Attenborough did an entire series on this on Nickelodeon.
No, they didn't breed, they just got sewn together at the anus.
No, they didn't.
Like some inverted human centipede, just cat dog.
You couldn't see the face that Tom pulled, but you wouldn't want to.
A dog or a cog? A dat or a cog? A cog.
I'd just call it cat dog.
I would just call it monstrosity.
I would
love
it.
Get back down to the depths of Dante's hell, thou foul creature! I would slay it with a small kitchen knife.
It's better than my gerbil rabbit I created last year.
My drabbit!
Drabbit!
Okay, here's another question.
Who lives in the Hoover?
This is the perennial question that has been asked throughout the ages by many a weary traveller.
I'm pretty certain I can answer it.
Is a boot a shoe? The self-explanation within this reflexive question should be more than enough of an answer. Surely a boot is a boot. A boot, is a boot separate to a shoe, or does shoe accompany all footwear?
It's got a bit Gertrude Stein, hasn't it? A boot is a shoe, is a shoe, is a boot, is a trunk, is a boot, is a shoe?
Vote me for Poet Laureate!
I hear there's a professorship up at Oxford.
Carol Ann Duffy ain't got nothing on me. They call me the Aristotle.
That's a poet in itself. Carol Ann Duffy, she ain't got nothing. Tom Watts for poet. He can rhyme boot with trunk.
One last question.
Not my finest.
One last question before we go to the number one track of the week. How long does it normally take for a voodoo love spell to work? It's just that. It's very brashly asked. Oh, just how long? I mean, I'm in a bit of a rush. Any longer than a week?
How long have we been on air for?
Almost 2 hours, and that is
taken
long enough already, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, if our voodoo spell hasn't made you fall in love with us, this song certainly will. This is You Know What's Up by Donald Jones featuring Left Eye. The number one track of the week on the Tom Watts Show.
This all goes out to the lovers out there.
Donald Jones featuring Left Eye.
This one goes out to all the people still listening to the Tom Watts Show.
You know what's up. It's the Tom Watts Show on Insanity Radio. We're almost over. Almost game over, people. This is it. We're in the final furlong now.
My contact lenses have actually welded.
Nick Stiliano is still here. The fact that technology is keeping me awake instead of glasses. I miss those glasses, those little guys.
I've got them in my bag if you want to have a little...
Big shout out to Victor Garcia still listening in. Thanks for that, mate.
Why are you
Thank
at
you for
work?
The emails. It's insane that you're at work.
He's up and he's getting paid for it. We're up and...
Definitely not. So let's just do maybe one more question before we bid goodnight. Yeah?
Yeah, all right then.
Okay, the question is thus. If you don't wear a bra, your breasts never stop growing. Which is less of a question and more of a statement, a questioning statement.
Well, you've seen how big mine are, and I never wear a bra.
Yeah, I've wore a training bra as a child.
Oh, that would explain it.
Yeah. Good, I'm glad we answered that.
I used to think it was the reverse.
What?
I used to think a little bit that if you wore a bra...
They popped in to fill it up. I'm just going to slip on this double G bra,
no.
And then my breasts will
you
swell
know, you
to
know,
fill
like,
them.
You know, like, if you start shaving early, it, like, grows back quicker...
Right.
Like, if you like, wait until it's all, like, fuzzy and out and stuff, it doesn't grow that quickly. But if you shave, like, immediately you get some hair on your face, then it'll keep growing back quicker and stuff.
Right.
I thought it was the same with, like, breasts. You harness that power the minute you got it, and then you could control it.
Breasts do not adhere to the process of osmosis. They do not fill out the space because there's less... There's more room,
Active
so they...
Active transport yeah. of breasts.
Dissertation, what is it? Is it dissipation?
Dissertation is what I wrote.
Dissipation, is it? Dissipates. Breasts do not swell and fill up a bra because there is space to be filled. Nature does not work like that unless it's the transient fluids going between the cell membrane. Breasts do not work like that, otherwise everyone would walk around with huge double Gs on this go. As a three-year-old, just go, shlup, and just fill it out and go, that three-year-old's got breasts that are bigger than her. What's wrong with her? And that is the situation we find ourselves in. And that's the end of the show. We're going to drop on that bombshell. I've been Tom Watts.
I was Nick Stiliano.
You've been listening to The Tom Watts Show. We will be back next Tuesday from midnight for late night music to keep you up and lots of lols. Thanks for all your emails and just listening and just enjoying the show. Download the podcast on iTunes. You can get the back catalogue now as well. Thanks and, well, good morning, I guess.
Nana, night.
Coming up next is OK Go, a good idea at the time. That's what they said when they started this show and how much they regret it now.
Good idea for us to OK Go.